So we did not have a chance last week, Parshas Naso, to learn together. This week is Parshas Baha'aloscha. I thought it might be appropriate for us actually to take a look at two mitzvahs, one from Naso and one from Baha'aloscha that might complement each other in interesting ways. I want to take a look at, in last week's Sedra, the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, the mitzvah of Duchening. That's mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches, 378. And this week's Sedra, in Baha'aloscha, Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet, the mitzvah of blowing chatzotros. Maybe let's begin with that. Let's begin with this week's Sedra. Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet, 384. In the first half of Baha'aloscha is a series of mitzvahs. This is coming at the end of approximately 10 prakim. First 10 prakim of Bamidbar. They're all building towards the journey to Eretz Yisrael. Jews have already been in Har Sinai for almost a year. They're preparing, counting, organizing, figuring out their formation for travel, the formation for entering Eretz Yisrael, onboarding the Mishkan, being Mechanech, the Mishkan, which is going to be, as Ramban writes, the Hemsheikh of Har Sinai, and that's going to allow them to take Har Sinai with them, even after they geographically travel away from it. And that brings us up until the Vayhi b'Nisa'u Ha'aron, the middle of the Baha'aloscha. After that point, there's chet after chet after chet that spirals downward, finally ends in the chet ha'meraglim. Next week's Sedra, which puts the Jewish people back many decades, rather than being a matter of days or weeks or months until they enter Eretz Yisrael, be a matter of 4 decades. But the first half of the Sedra, what the Rav describes as the triumphant march, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yisro, Nosim anachnu. We are traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, we got to Eretz Yisrael, not as rapidly as we thought we would arrive at that destination. One of the last legs of the preparations, the very end of the beginning of Baha'aloscha, is this mitzvah, Aseh Lecha Shtei Chatzotros. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fashion 2 silver chatzotros. The Torah tells us they're going to be used in several different ways. Several different ways. 3 larger areas in particular. The first was only a temporary horas shah, only a temporary din while they're in the midbar. That was to aid in the logistics of the midbar, of gathering Klal Yisrael together, gathering subgroups of Klal Yisrael together, the leadership, and for traveling, that the logistics, that function was only while they're in the midbar. But the other 2 functions the Torah talks about were mitzvahs ledoros, and they together are the mitzvah 384. Let's take a look. Mitzvahs tekiyas chatzotros b'mikdash uv'milchama. So the Sefer Chinuch writes at the very beginning of the mitzvah, l'skoa b'chatzotros b'mikdash b'chol Yom Bakriv Kol Karbon, to blow the chatzotros every day when the karbanos are brought. Ukemoke b'shas hatzaros. So that's the positive, is in conjunction with hakravas karbanos in Beis Hamikdash. And then the more somber one is a time of crisis. Shene Emar, he says 2 psukim in a row. The first 10 psukim of Perigud are by the Chatzotros, the Pasuk Tes, the second to last Pasuk in the Parsha, Perigud Pasuk Tes, v'chizavol mechom ba'artzachem, atzar atzarereschem. If there's war in Eretz Yisrael, or some other national crisis, they have a mitzvah to blow Chatzotros. Chosuv achrav gamkein, the next Pasuk, Perigud Pasuk Yud, v'yom simchasu ma'odeichem roshei chatzeichem. And days of simcha, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, Uskatim, Chatzotros, Olosechem, Zimchah Shamechem. You blow Chatzotros in conjunction with the Karbon Ola, in conjunction with the Karbon Shlomim. The simple reading of that Pasuk is that it's something unique to those days of Simcha. Those are the days that we say Yalav Yavo, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, which is patterned after the simple reading of the Pasuk about Chatzotros. And that's the approach of the Rambam, is that Chatzotros only apply in the Beis HaMikdash on those Yalav Yavo days. But the Sefer HaChinuch differs. He writes, Afal Pisha, is here a Kasuv Yom Simcha, Moed Rosh Chodesh, The Torah speaks about Chatzos specifically Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed, Rosh Chodesh, but Lav Davka, those were examples. They would blow the Chatzos every day on the Karbanos, he quotes Gemaras to that effect. So here we have these two mitzvahs. Again, other Rishonim might understand that the blowing Chatzos in other days, that was not a mitzvah d'oraisa, but be that as it may, we have this mitzvah of making chatzotzos, and or more precisely, blowing chatzotzos. Blowing chatzotzos, again, the ledoros aspect, the permanent aspect of this mitzvah, is twofold. In mikdash on karbanos, days of simcha, or in general every day, and bishas sara. Now, the thing that strikes us right away, particularly according to the Rambam, that the chatzotzos and mikdash were only on days of simcha. But even according to Sefer HaChinuch, you might wonder, these two uses of the chatzotzos seem so disparate, so disconnected. You bring karbanos and beis hamikdash, in particular on happy days, and when there's a crisis in Klal Yisrael. They seem very different. They almost seem like opposites. The days of simcha and times of tzara. How are we to make sense of this? It's an intriguing thing. And we have mitzvahs for happy times, we have mitzvahs for sad times. Here we have what seems like a Swiss Army knife. And this one tool, these chatzotros, can do different things, different functions. It seems like almost like opposite functions. What are we supposed to make of this? So with that in mind, let's take a look at what the Sefer HaChinuch shares in the next paragraph. Misharashi HaMitzvah. Again, Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet 384. Misharashi HaMitzvah, what are some of the larger ideas behind the mitzvah? How are we supposed to grow from the mitzvah of Chatzotros? And again, once again, although we usually assume that this is a mitzvah only applies in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there will still be relevant lessons for us nowadays. As an aside, there were those who thought that this mitzvah applies even nowadays. So the last paragraph in the Minchas Chinuch, he discusses, should we be blowing when there's an Eis Tzara nowadays? How about if it's a Tanis? Should we be blowing Chatzosis? In fact, in 1973, it was the first time that Klal Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael, was at war. After having regained Makom Mikdash in 67, there was a group of Kohanim that blew Chatzotzros at the Kotel during the Yom Kippur War. So that was a discussion. Was there that fulfillment of this mitzvah or not? But either way, we don't. Even if in theory the mitzvah applies nowadays, certainly it's not a mitzvah as part of our everyday reality. Or is it? So let's take a look at the Sharashe HaMitzvah. Sefer HaChinuch writes, Misharashe HaMitzvah, Lefi Shebishas HaKarban HaYutzrichin L'Chavein Da'atam Yofe Be'inyano. You're bringing a carbon, you need to be well focused. You need to direct your thoughts. Kemoshi Yadua Shunifla Machshav Zidus. Something that Sefer HaChinuch has touched on in the past, in the context of Karbanos, that Karbanos are particularly thought sensitive, even though there's so much in terms of Ma'asa, the details and the behavioral details, the active details of Karbanos are so rich. There's so much to know about the detailed halachas of the procedure of Karbanos. But at the same time, there's a tremendous focus, even more than other mitzvahs, in Karbanos is a tremendous focus on thought, on intent. Halachically speaking, that's the opening Mishnah in Seder Kachim, the very first topic in the treatment Torah Shvapeh of Karbanos is that intent matters, and intent can potentially disqualify a Karban, even though the physical procedure is done properly. And that, for the Sefer HaChinuch, the fact that it's Nifsal B'machshavas Yiduos, that reflects the fact that philosophically also, hashkafically also, Karbanos are very thought-sensitive, very intention-sensitive. So Kavana is so critical in bringing Karbanos, and Gam kein sarach hakarban kavana shleima l'fnei adon hakol shetzivanu alav. You need proper kavanah. You need to be fully focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he means by that, what he's adding to the previous line, presumably, is Rachman al-Tzlan, not to direct a karban towards anyone other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has been, in earlier Jewish history, a very grave nisayon. Getting someone to the karban, it gets focused on a malach, it gets focused on a shade, it gets focused on a vodazara. So, positively speaking, kavana is such an integral part of a karban, and there's also a need to ensure that the karban is focused towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclusively, and not chalila avodah zarah. So that's in terms of the chatzotras on the mikdash. And then he turns, so kavana is very multiply important. And then he turns to be'ez tzara. Gam kein be'ez hatzara, in a time of crisis. Tzarech ha'adam kivun gadol. You need extraordinary focus, extraordinary direction, be'ez chanana lefnei boro. You petition Rabbanu Shalom, Sheirachem, Alav, Yatzileim, Etzarasa. You really have to be fully invested, take the tefillah to the next notch, to the next level, when it's Be'ez Tzara. V'chein, Tztavu, B'tkiyas, HaChatzotras, Be'itim, Eila. That's why we have the Chatzotras of these two different periods. Even though they seem so different, bring Karbanos and Be'ez HaMikdash, and a national tzara, but what they have in common is that they require a special level of focus. A special level of focus. Now, the Rambam, the Chinuch then goes on to say, let's appreciate one. Why chatzotras? Okay, so I understand the need. These are two contexts, bringing karbanos and be'ez tzara, two contexts where kavana is particularly important and maybe also particularly hard to generate. It's so important to have kavana to bring a carbon. It's so important to have kavana, great kavana, when you dive into things around the line. At the same time, those also are times when it's particularly hard, perhaps, to maintain the kavana. As he said, look, when you bring in a carbon, one might chalila slip into idolatrous kavana. And at a time of great tzara, a time of crisis, it could be hard to gather one's thoughts. It's so important to gather one's thoughts, to daven as well as possible. It could also be very hard. I'm anxious, I'm panicking. So the need for kavana is great and grave. He says, enter the chatzotros. That's why Rabbanu Shalom told us, blow chatzotras. Why? The fisha adam mich yosoba al chomer, tzarech is always got a little advarim. In general, we're physical creatures, and inspiration is hard to come by. Inspiration is hard to generate and hard to maintain. We are baalei chomer. We are physical. Spiritual inspiration. We need to work hard to wake ourselves up. Ki hateva bibli meir yamod ki yashen. Because by nature, by inertia, unless we are awakened, we will remain sleeping, as it were. Not physically sleeping, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, asleep. Blah. How am I going to wake myself up? How am I going to energize myself? He says, "V'ein davar ye'orurehu kemo kolos hanigun." And nothing can wake us up quite like musical notes. Yadua hadavar. Samuel says, everyone knows the unique power of music. Fascinating to hear Rishon speaking like this. Everyone knows the unique power of Nagina to awaken us, to brighten us, to inspire us. These are the words of a Rishon from many, many centuries ago. And he's understanding that this notion of the inspiration of music doesn't just go back to Rishonim, it goes back to the Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tzivu of chatzotros because the music of the chatzotros can wake us up when we need it the most, when it's most difficult to focus and when it's most impactful to focus. Karbanos and Be'ez Tzara. And then he says, Kolshkein, music in general, Kolshkein kol chatzotros, and particularly trumpets, throughout kol ha'gadosh b'chol kli nigun, particularly loud, particularly piercing. So that's That is the goal. And then he says there's another layer also. In addition to Kavana, he says, I think, sounds like he's feels he's being speculative here, Lefi Hadoma. It would seem to me that there's another impact of the sound of the Chatzotzos, Milvad HaAsoros Ala Kavana, aside from awakening ourselves to Kavana, Ki Bekoach HaKolos Yosir HaAdam Milibo Mechsheves Shar Iskei HaOlam. Not only positively building Kavana, but allowing us to put aside our distractions, get clear in our mind of everything else. Fascinating that he divides those into two. Building Kavana for what we want to have Kavana, building Kavana Kadosh Baruch Hu, and just cutting out the noise, cutting out the distraction. So you need an alarm clock. That piercing sound of the Chatzotros, it can clear my mind of extraneous thoughts. I'm only focus on the carbon. He says, Ma'arech, what's the point of writing anymore? He says, you all know it. I don't have to explain it to you. I don't have to write a lot to explain it to you. You've all experienced it. You've ever listened to Chatzotros. And interestingly, he adds a shofar as well, which the Tanaim put together in Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah, and he's putting together in this context, Chatzotros and shofar. Horns particularly can, we know, it clears away the other thoughts and refocuses us on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The power of focus, the need for focus, it's particularly important to be well-focused for a carbon, to be well-focused when I'm davening and things are obviously on the line. And it's also going to be challenging. So the Chatzotros are what do it to find for ourselves, to recognize, Sefer Chinuch is telling us, that's the nature of a human being. It's human nature to need his orus. It's human nature that it's difficult to be inspired and to maintain inspiration, and we need to find sometimes physical things, sounds, music. What's going to awaken me and keep me awakened? What's going to help me to drive away distraction? And what's going to help me to heighten my focus and my concentration and my direction on the Ribbono Shel Olam? And just because I know it's important to have Kavana doesn't mean it's going to happen on its own. Yeah, it's field-based Sarah. I know it's very important to have Kavana. Bringing a carbon, I know it's very important to have Kavana. And still, you need techniques. It's not enough, Sefer Chinuch is telling us, just to say, yes, Kavana is important. Well, what am I going to do? What's my technique? Chatzotros is an example of such a technique. Now, I should mention that the Rambam presents the Chatzotros and the Karbanos that appears in Hilchas Kalei HaMikdash. But Chatzotros Be'ez Tzara appears in Sefer Zmanim. That's the mitzvah around which the Rambam builds Hilchas Tanios. Because the Rambam actually understands that the Chatzotros Be'ez Tzara were a part of a larger mitzvah of Z'aka Be'ez Tzara. The Rambam, unlike the Ramban, counts a mitzvah d'oraisa of davening every day. The Rambam understands that daily tefillah is not only meaningful, but required min ha-Torah. To daven three times a day, that's required min drabanan. But the Rambam understands that once a day is a chiyuv d'oraisa. But the Rambam says that's the daily mitzvah of tefillah, but then there's another mitzvah of tefillah, which is Ze'aka be'ez tzara, to cry out with an intensity when there's crisis. Ramban does not count the mitzvah d'oraisa of davening every single day, but does agree with the Rambam that this mitzvah, the chatzotros, the mitzvah of ze'aka, of tefillah be'ez tzara, that is a chiyuv d'oraisa. So in chatzotros we have the need for focus, the power of focus, and the importance of developing techniques that will help me, tools to help me focus. And in Chatzotzos, as we just mentioned, we also find the notion of tefillah and unique types of tefillah. The general mitzvah of tefillah, la'avda b'chol avavchem, but here it's a specific mitzvah of tefillah with Chatzotzos, tefillah with za'aka, tefillah particularly at a time of a tzara. So with that in mind, let's spend our last 2-3 minutes together turning back to last week's Sedra, to Parshas Naso, to the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, another uniquely structured mitzvah, really, of tefillah. And we're going to see that we're going to be, over the next 2-3 minutes, looking at both threads that we discussed at length in Chatzotzos, tefillah and kavana. Mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches 378, the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. Misharashi HaMitzvah. What are some of the ideas, the growth ideas of the mitzvah? Shechaf again, Mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches 378, second paragraph. Shechafeis Hashem B'tuvo HaGadol Levarech Amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in being beneficent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in sharing goodness with us. And that's why he wants to give us brachas. And he chose specifically to give Kalal Yisrael, give his nation, us, brachos, al yad ha-misharsim ha-chonim tamid beis Hashem, via the brachas, the avenue, the conduit for transmitting those brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Kalal Yisrael, are the Kohanim. How does Sefer Chinuch describe the Kohanim? Those who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are continually quartered in the Beis HaMikdash. And why is that so important? The fact that the Kohanim spend more time in Beis HaMikdash, that makes the Kohanim a better conduit for the bracha, because it means that their thoughts adhere to Avos Hashem more. Nafsham k'shura b'yiraso kol hayom. More continuous focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavana. And the Kavan, and because the Kohanim, particularly Bezman HaMikdash, would tend to be people of greater kavana, because we have more time in Beis HaMikdash, more time in Avos HaKarbanos, means more kavana. So we're writing the other way. Before we're in the Beis HaTzotzos, we're talking about how you need kavana for karbanos. And here he's writing the causality in the opposite direction. Well, if they're involved in karbanos, which require kavana, then they're going to be full of kavana. The Kohanim, the Ovdim, who are in the Beis HaMikdash, involved with karbanos, they're tend to be people of heightened, deeper, more continuous kavana. They are the best people for transmitting this bracha, because bizchusam tochul habracha aleihem, v'yizbaruchu kol maaseihem, v'yinom Hashem aleihem. Bizchus kohanim, that their kohanim, typical Jew has X amount of kavana, but if the convey granted the bracha via a person with more kavana, that will set that bracha up, and bracha will be a form of tefillah for, on the kohanim's part, for greater success. Now, Sefer Chinuch says, you might wonder, Al Tisma, don't be shocked. Luchafetz, what might you ask? Luchafetz Hashem b'vrichasa, mitzavo samas ha-bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us brachas. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us brachas directly. Ein tzarich b'vrichas kohanim. Why does Ribbono Shel Olam need an intermediary? It's beautiful. The kohen is more kavana, perhaps, than the average in the crowd. But why does it come from a kohen? Let it come directly from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be bothered by that, Sefer Chinuch says. I've trained you with a concept that you can use to answer. We've discussed so many times this important principle. Kadosh Baruch Hu could just give us brachas if he wanted to. Kadosh Baruch Hu could just put us straight to Olam Haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to design the universe as a two-phase reality, and there's an Olam Hazeh and an Olam Haba. And Kadosh Baruch Hu puts us first in Olam Hazeh, where we act and we do, and we create and we are challenged, the Olam HaNisayon, and through Hechsher Ma'aseinu, we bring down bracha. Yado Baruch Hu Psuch L'chol Shoel. Kadosh Baruch Hu has endless bracha to give. L'chol Shoel, whoever is, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to those who ask, those who seek it, but he also mukshar mukhan kabal satov. So the bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to set ourselves up for success, shape ourselves, and that's why Kibacha Banu Mikola Amin Viratsa Shinizki Batuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be particularly potent recipients of his goodness So that's why he told us generally, in universal terms, think about halacha as a whole. Hiziranu v'tzivanu lachin ma'asein lachshir gufo gufenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs losasei and mitzvah say that shape us and prepare us through using his mitzvahs, lehiyosenu, imlatov, through living life the way Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to. We shape ourselves into people who are more resonant with the goodness that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in store for us. And not only do we do mitzvahs ourselves, but another piece of being machshir ourselves is also to reach out to the Kohanim. Tzivanu b'tuvah ha'gadol v'akeishim en abracha. We should seek it out. In fact, there is a din of tzivoy. The Chazan says Kohanim, and then the Kohanim give the bracha. It sounds like, to say for Achinach, that's a very profound idea. The tzivoy is the tzibur reaching out and seeking the bracha. And we seek it via the Kohanim. Nish'alo sa'edeyem b'sharsim ha'tahorim. He calls a Yizchus and Avshoseinu. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the Kohanim, but Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use the Kohanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Bnei Yisrael to not only reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we'll say, and almost as though in a sense, the Kohanim are Kalal Yisrael's agents in seeking the Bracha. And that's part of our journey, our seeking. And we reach out particularly to have agents or people of extraordinary kavana, something which can come from ongoing involvement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu more frequently and more often and more continually, as well as finding other tools and techniques, such as the Chatzotros, to inspire, to spark, and to maintain the growth and the health of our inspiration and our focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the everyday of life. A marvelous, thought-productive day. Thank you so much for calling in.